This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Once you dust your fingerprints, it's pretty clear who ruined America. White people.
People my age that they think you're dishonest.
And when he said that, I winced. And I was wondering, do you get your feelings hurt sometimes? What frustrates you the most about perceptions about you?
A declared socialist, he dramatically improved health care and literacy.
Many saw positives, education and health care for all, racial integration.
You see the medicine system they are very proud of.
I'm quite certain that they're not celebrating his death in Cuba, as he brought health care.
Even Castro's critics praise his advances in health care and in education.
It's considered, even to this day, the George Washington of his country.
Fidel continued to promote leftist movements in Latin America, where he remained popular until his death.
He was a romantic figure when he came into power. We American young high school kids and kids in those days rooted like mad for the guy.
He will be remembered fondly.
You see donkey carts alongside cars, trucks, and buses in downtown Havana, because that's exactly what they'd rather have for transportation.
And he was a voracious reader, very, very smart.
He would be a figure that you'd look up to and say, God, this guy's great.
It's been extraordinary. I've got to tell you, Rachel, first of all, she did not mention the email controversy. This armory is filled. The overflow room is filled. They've opened up the doors to the ballroom. There are a lot of people here. James Taylor played for 45 minutes. It was extraordinary. This has been a sort of magical night.
Some of the dark and satanic tones that, that Cruz has.
Well, if you go to a speech from his dad, who's a pastor, evangelical, Rafael Cruz, it actually is satanic.
There's a lot of domestic terrorists we classify that do that. They're rooted in white hate movements, and so it could be that.
But ISIS would do this to 100 million Americans if they could.
So would white nationalists. We're not getting to the core issue, which is how easy it is to get a gun. I mean, Florida happens to have the largest gun-owning population in the country and some of the most lax laws.
Hillary Clinton has a very strong gun control program. Trump, he's tethered to the NRA.
You know, we're having this debate about terrorism or domestic. It doesn't make any difference. Guns are really easy to get their hands on, and that's the debate that ought to be going on.
What's breathing life into ISIS is this sense, this rhetoric that's coming from prominent politicians that confirms their view of the world.
And clearly there's a place today in this dialogue for us to talk about the tone and temperament of our national leaders.
And if we just understand that all of the hateful thoughts become hateful words, become hateful actions.
I don't want the Obama administration's final year to be marred by a fugitive slave law around the question of this deportation that leads in the context of Flint to actual children being actually poisoned by lead because their parents are too afraid to open the door for clean water.
If the child was walking around the periphery of this lagoon, it was nighttime, what would the gator be thinking?
An extraordinary sit-in on the house floor stretches into the early morning hours.
Make no mistake, this was dramatic, like nothing we have ever seen before. Truly one of the most dramatic demonstrations on the House floor in modern American history.
Were you surprised at how large this got? I mean, Kim Kardashian was tweeting about it.
Watching John Lewis, a man, you know, who marched with Dr. King, now you see him literally sitting with your colleagues on the floor. What does that image say to you?
Trump is headed for a historic defeat. The larger the defeat, in a sense, the healthier it will be for the Republican Party, at least if it doesn't bring Paul Ryan's speakership down with him. It might be a wake-up call to those Republicans who have existed in this little thought bubble of their own that this isn't a winning form of politics.
You know, we could be talking landslide.
Hillary Clinton today is more likely to win in a landslide that would not only have an impact on this race but realign the country.
That would translate to an electoral majority and probably a electoral landslide for Hillary.
This could be tight,
or it could be a landslide for Hillary.
Most analysts are saying that Hillary Clinton's going to win in a landslide.
If that spreads among women voters all across the country, he's going to lose by a landslide, and they could lose the Senate and the House.
So the technical term for that, if she's anywhere near your prediction, would be blowout.
I'd give a landslide. I don't know.
You'd call that a landslide.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez with you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there for you. Liz Peek's with us right now, columnist for FoxNews.com, the Fiscal Times. Spent over 20 years on Wall Street, most of them as a top-ranked research analyst. And we're honored always to have Liz with us. Liz, how you doing?
I'm terrific. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Hey, we were just having some fun here talking about today's National Regifting Day. How do you have a regifting day before you've gotten a gift? This must be regifting from last year's gifts or something. Is that what it is?
Know.
I don't know.
But the best Christmas/New Year's party I ever went to, people were asked to bring the present that they least liked wanted to give away. And I got to tell you, people went into their closets, and I guess most of them had an archive of bizarre things like music playing toilet paper rolls. And
Oh, my gosh.
It was hilarious. So I recommend that to your listeners as a truly fun thing to do.
Well, that's a great idea. Go ahead and bring your worst worst gift. That is so much fun.
I mean, a friend of mine brought his mother-in-law had given him a Wellesley tie. Mm-hmm. That his wife and I both went to Wellesley College, which is an all-women's college. The idea that this guy was going to walk around
at a Wellesley tie.
I mean, it was really, each thing was just better than the last. It was so funny.
Well, that's hysterical.
Yeah.
What a great idea. I love that. I'm going to have to write that one down for the ages and share it with everybody. Well, Liz, later on today, as you may be aware, Sheriff Joe Arpaio is releasing the big reveal. This is a 3-plus-year investigation led by the Cold Case Posse and Lieutenant Mike Zulu on Barack Obama's birth certificate. In your article, you write that President Obama, boy, somehow has really focused on Donald Trump over this birtherism deal, and he wants payback. Well, I'm curious as to what he's going to do after today for what Sheriff Arpaio has to reveal here, because, I've said all along, I mean, Trump seems to be the focus of this, but he wasn't the first one that brought it out, number one. And number two, he wasn't the one that put the birth certificate on the government website. So how is he the target of all this?
Well, look, I think he, because of his fame and celebrity status, made something that was perhaps kind of an in-the-weeds issue a national issue. All of a sudden, everybody was talking about it when Donald Trump started to talk about whether or not Obama really was a U.S. citizen. And, you know, for all the dismissal of it, and of course everyone now has moved on, I think, pretty much, the truth is there were reasons to question it because I don't even know that I'm right about this because I am not someone who's really delved into this at all, but I thought there were issues about visas that were issued and so forth that suggested perhaps he hadn't been born in this country. So I don't think it was just a totally imaginary question. Mm. But I don't know, obviously, at all what could be revealed about this. But I do know this, that Donald Trump is has walked that back, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
And yet Donald Obama, who has a very thin skin, I think, and is angry about this to this date, and perhaps anyone would be, I think basically is kind of now casting over the Trump White House the same kind of cloud that Trump, he feels, cast over his White House, mm-hmm. a sort of thin vein of illegitimacy. And, of course, in this case now, we're talking about the Russians having put their finger on the scale in our election to help elect Donald Trump. My view is that the Russians may well have hacked these emails, which, by the way, only served to confirm the dishonesty and lack of credibility that Hillary Clinton already suffered from amongst
exactly.
voters. But it wasn't to elect Donald Trump, because they, like the rest of the world, I'm sure felt that Hillary Clinton was going to be the winner.
Mm-hmm.
It was totally to shake up a little bit Hillary Clinton as she entered office. In other words, I assume they thought she'd be elected. Absolutely, everyone in the world did, after all.
Yeah, they're talking 90% chance of winning the election.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so, you know, what did they do with these leaks? They kind of served notice on Hillary Clinton, who had excuse me, a running spat with Putin since the 2011 elections, which he called rigged in Russia,
mm-hmm.
and which Putin took great exception to. Basically serving notice to Hillary Clinton that she could be attacked by Russia, that she could be undermined by Russia, and that she should be on her guard. And I thought, and I think any suggestion, I mean, honestly, the media now has taken up this mythology that Trump and his cabinet are pals with Putin. I mean, that's kind of, you know, buddies with Putin. You really have to just kind of laugh. I mean, first of all, they have never made that charge against Obama, even though Obama's the one caught off mic saying to Putin, you know, after the election, I'll have a lot more flexibility. No,
yeah.
As far as I know, no news organization has even asked him what he meant by that.
Exactly. Right.
Also, today in the New York Times, for example, there is this astounding op-ed blaming everyone in the world for the 400,000 dead in Syria, except Obama. Yes, Putin and Assad are closely responsible for what's going on in Syria, but it is Obama that invited Putin into that arena.
Exactly.
And he did it because then he basically abdicated any responsibility for that. So Putin, if you recall, was kind of in the wilderness. He was head of a failed state, or failing state, mm-hmm. but legitimately under tremendous economic pressure, had been alienated by the Western community because of his doings in Crimea. And then basically, Obama gave him this enormous platform to
exactly.
be the arbiter of what goes on in the Middle East. So isn't it astounding that that story is never out there? There's never any kind of commentary about it. And instead, we have it portrayed to the American people that Rex Tillerson, excuse me, CEO of ExxonMobil, because he did deals like any major oil company would in the second largest oil producer and country in the world,
right.
Russia, is now, you know, another...
He's maligned, yes.
Yeah, yeah, another indication that how close this Trump White House is going to be to Putin. It is ridiculous, and particularly... If you do any research at all on what Mattis stands for, he, after all, is our Secretary of Defense, violently anti-Russia, mm-hmm. warning about their meddling for many, many months now. You know, the story is so improbable, but and yet it is being repeated with such fervor that, you know, it's beginning to color attitudes. It's ridiculous.
Exactly. And the media is, once again, missing an action on this whole thing. You know, I've maintained, Liz, is that as much as Putin has had his way with the Obama administration and Hillary Clinton's administration saying it would be a continuation of the same, why would Putin want to deal with an unknown factor when he already has somebody in the bag?
Yeah, it's a good question.
It doesn't make sense, but I understand. Appreciate, you know, the insight here. We've got more from Liz Peek on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. You know, the big point here is, in addition to what she said about Russia and its position now in the Middle East, I mean, it's been given a huge footprint now, which it didn't have before, and what that will mean for the Trump administration going forward. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Austin Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Bill Martinez live.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
Wow. What's this?
This is
the North Pole.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Where's the snow?
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Okay, you love these outtakes from these different movies. And, you know, Liz Peek, we just got back from New York. I love New York at Christmas time. It's so much fun. Couldn't believe this. After all the years, I mean, we've been going to New York almost every Christmas for the last 25 years. Believe it or not, I'm a bit embarrassed to admit this. But I will tell you, I finally had a chance to see the Rockettes. And it was like one of those deals going, what was I thinking? I've been missing this all these years. And what a terrific show. They did such a wonderful job.
It's great, isn't it? Yeah. Well, there's a reason why things like that persist year after year, decade after decade, because it's terrific. Everybody loves it.
And it gets you in the mood, and there's just something, I don't know, something mysteriously magical about New York. 8 million people in that little clump of land there, and the colors, and, you know, all the decorations in the windows and everything, Rockefeller Square and the Christmas tree and that. It just, it's always really special to be in New York at Christmas. So
it is, but don't eat your heart out. It's about 20 degrees today.
Well, I know. I was looking at the weather forecast. I'm going, oh, Lord, just keep the Northeaster away from us, because we've hit the Northeaster a couple times, and it'll stand you up pretty straight.
Exactly.
And people say, all you have to do is layer. Like, there's not enough layering for stuff like that. That's like that. And these are the same people, of course, that tell you that a liver tastes good. You just haven't had it prepared right, you know. I'm just saying, that's my theory on it.
Another myth.
Yeah, exactly. It continues. Well, Liz, getting back to Putin and Russia and the footprint that Barack Obama has given to the Russians and Putin, and suddenly has given him new life. How does Donald Trump put that back in the bottle again? Because, I mean, he's taken over a lot of influence here in the Middle East, and I don't think he's going to let go of that, you know, very easily. Do you?
I don't. I think, look, we need to have some vision about our way forward in the Middle East, and I'm assuming that will basically be kind of continuing the proxy war that is going on there. I mean, Americans don't realize it, but Russia is bombing people that are, in effect, part of our forces there, right? In other words, we have trained these so-called Syrian rebels. The Russians are basically trying to kill them. So we are we are sort of in a deadlocked face-off with Russia in Syria. I suspect we're going to lose that because the Syrian rebels seem to be taking a drubbing everywhere. So my guess is we will kind of revert to trying to keep Iraq in a stable situation, which is probably what our focus should have been all along anyway, and try to basically also bolster the Sunni nations against the Russia-Iran cabal or alliance. But the truth is, you may have a different view. I don't think we've had any vision of what we should be doing in the Middle East, how we should have responded to the Arab Spring. Nearly everything we've done, it seems to me, has been wrong. For example, you know, tossing Mubarak under the bus was a mistake because Egypt now is a supremely unstable place. God knows Turkey has become a major issue. That's not really on our card, I don't think. I think that's more the EU having stiffed them for 20 years as Turkey tried to become a member of the EU. Finally, you know, you ended up with kind of losing the secular underpinnings of Turkish government, which I think is tragic. I actually thought Turkey was such a fantastic country to be sort of an example to all these Arab countries that were revolting, to say, look, you can have a secular society, you can be prosperous, and also allow people their religious freedom, but it need not be incorporated into the government. And that battle is lost in Turkey right now, for sure.
Well, I would agree with your assessment, and it starts off with a vision and a plan. I have found, from my perspective, that we've been too reactive. We've not been proactive. And the whole Arab Spring, it's like as if our officials, you know, our brilliant people that we pay so much money for, like they had no clue what was going on.
Yeah.
And I have maintained, and you and I talked about this a little bit, and I know it's still a bit of a, you know, maybe a distant connect, and it's kind of hard to really put this together, but my sense was the Arab Spring is what led, in a sense, you know, in a sense it was a populist movement, the Arab Spring,
sure.
where the people just said, hey, boom, let's go. And that populist sentiment went into England. And it crossed over the Atlantic and came to the United States. So there's something about this populist movement and this forgotten man and woman, not only in the United States, but around the world that are starting to stand up and going, hey, you know what? It's not all that wonderful. And
yeah.
so what happens, you know, what does it matter if I die early or later? I'm miserable. And
yeah.
enough of this stuff. And they're all saying, hey, I don't want to take this anymore. So I think the populist movement is that, to your point, it's calling for vision. It's calling for leadership. And that's what the international community, that's the opportunity that they have right now, is to put their heads together in a way that this can possibly be assembled and there be a place for this to happen. But right now, when you've got Assad just going, hey, look, he could care less if his, if Syria is going to be totally wiped off the face of the earth and bombed to smithereens,
yeah.
it's almost like he doesn't care.
Oh, it's just awful. I mean, it's really just horrible. And I think he doesn't care, but what is he going to have left? I mean, city after city totally demolished. It's really horrifying. You know, you may be right. And as you're saying that, I'm thinking, you know, this could be part of the explanation why Xi Jinping in China mm-hmm. has become such a brutal leader. And he really is. I mean, a lot of the freedoms that began to emerge in the last 10 years are being suppressed under Xi Jinping. They're really kind of going backwards to almost a personality cult period like Maoism.
Mm-hmm. Yes, right.
And it may be, that he is concerned that populist movement could show up in China too, because there have been increasing numbers of demonstrations in recent years in China. The economic forward engine in China is beginning to sputter a little bit. They've got a demographic cliff that they're falling off of, too, which is going to really change the prospect of what goes on in that country. So it may be that he feels the safest thing to do is to kind of hunker down and make sure that his rule is inviolate. And, boy, it's not a good thing for the world, but it could be what's going on.
Well, there's no doubt it's a hot spot. And, of course, then speaking of China, what they're doing in the South China Sea,
yeah.
militarizing the island there, you know, of course, now they're meddling in the Middle East situation as well. I mean, this does not bode well if we cannot get in front of it. And I think therein lies the opportunity with the Trump administration, because, as you know, Liz, economics can solve a lot of problems.
Yeah, it's true.
If the economy rises and things, you know, America is prosperous, I mean, just the mere prospect that America looks like it's being born again and there's about a, that we're soon to unleash. I say it's this pent-up productivity that's been lying dormant and frustrated for the last 10 years. If given the opportunity, some of these regulations eliminated, Obamacare eliminated, I mean, the growth, the super growth of small business and the economy, we're starting to look back at, GDP numbers that could be 3-5%, I believe.
Well, you just don't know, but there's certainly plenty of capacity in the economy. There is, you know, every indicator since the election has shown that people are more optimistic. They're kind of ready to get on with their business. And that is actually what makes me kind of crazy about the Democrats doubling down on fake news conspiracies, Russia conspiracies. I think the country is really ready to move forward and they really want to go backwards. So, you know, once again, I think they're out of step, and man, they have really cost themselves dearly in the last 8 years by being out of step. As you know, they're just a fraction of the party that they were. Now they can
exactly.
come back, and Trump's got to deliver.
Right.
And
Liz, I've been saying we need the Democrats to come back. This is the United States of America.
Yeah.
We need their involvement, and they need to get their act together so they can do their share of the heavy lifting that's going to be required in the coming years.
Yeah, I totally agree.
I'm right with you. Liz Peek, columnist for FoxNews.com and the Fiscal Times. As always, Liz, thank you so much for being with us.
It's my pleasure. Thanks so much for having me on. Take care.
You too. 29 after the top of the hour right now.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guided Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year, all our troubles will be out of sight.
Bill Martinez live.
The lights on my tree, I wish you could see.
Oh, the songs of the season, huh? Just to lighten up the heart. Why not? Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Dr. John's America is with us, senior editor of the Stream. You can go to stream.org for more information. He's been the press secretary to pro-life Louisiana Governor Mike Foster and a reporter and editor at Success Magazine and Investors Business Daily, among other publications. John, always good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Enjoying the relatively warm Texas weather.
Hey, why not? Huh? I just left New York yesterday. It was starting to, you know, cool up just a bit. We had a slight little snow flurry. Nothing like what Scott deals with in Minnesota. I mean, you know, that stuff just he doesn't even give notice to that kind of stuff. But nonetheless, we were able to avoid the northeaster that usually comes in about this time. But, you know, hey, it's good fun. But I'm back in sunny Florida where, you know, we're looking at about 67, 68 degrees. Aw, shucks, you know. So can't complain too much. But anyway, John, I want to talk to you about, you know, all this consternation about Putin and Russia hacking the election. Did they or didn't they?
Okay, well, first of all, when they first said, when the Democrats first said that Russians hacked the election, they were saying that they got into our voting machines and changed the vote total. Thanks to Jill Stein and the $7 million she got out of Democrats, we know that nothing like that happened. There was absolutely no interference in the recording of American votes. What the Democrats decided to do then was, oh, well, but people are talking about the hack of the election. Let's pretend that the hack of the Democratic National Committee emails is the hack of the election. What happened was somebody hacked the Democratic National Committee's emails and found a bunch of things from the WikiLeaks that we've seen, revealing corruption inside the Clinton campaign, their connection to Saudi Arabia, to ISIS's main sponsor, the government of Qatar. Found all those anti-Catholic emails where John Podesta was talking about infiltrating and destroying the Catholic Church from within. All these things were real. No one is pretending that these weren't real emails that revealed real corruption and real anti-Catholicism and bigotry inside the Hillary Clinton campaign. Now they're saying, well, this corruption was real, but the voters weren't supposed to know about it. It was supposed to be secret. Somebody revealed our dirty little secrets. It must have been the Russians. Mm-hmm. So even though Americans, in light of those secrets, voted against Hillary Clinton, their votes shouldn't count. We should have the Electoral College vote in Hillary Clinton against the wishes of the voters because the Russians spilled our secrets, and that's not fair. Does that remind you of anything, of Watergate? Remember how Richard Nixon, all those corrupt things he did, they were leaked illegally by an FBI officer whose code name was Deep Throat to the Democratic reporters at the left-wing Washington Post, but they were all true.
Yes.
Richard Nixon tried to get out from under Watergate by blaming the liberal media, and he tried to distract people from his crimes. Now Hillary Clinton is trying the same sleight of hand. It doesn't matter that I did all these corrupt and horrible things. You were not supposed to know about it. No fair. We got to do a do-over.
Yes, exactly.
A schoolyard baseball, softball game.
Mm-hmm. But John, why would she not do this? I mean, this has been their pattern from day one. It's been a successful model up to now. It's just that she was just so overwhelmingly a flawed candidate. And with all the lies and the exposure that, I mean, look at, we had 30 years of experience of Hillary Clinton to look back on. I mean, she was really self-vetted in a lot of ways, wasn't she?
Yeah, I mean, she had tons of flaws. I think, you know, I actually think the FBI should have continued its investigation of the classified emails she leaked. And furthermore, if the Democrats continue to try to overturn the results of our Democratic election, I think Donald Trump had better revisit his decision about investigating and prosecuting Hillary Clinton for her reckless abuse of classified government emails that endangered national security. So I think the Democrats are playing a nasty, dangerous game, and it might be time for Trump to name a special prosecutor.
Well, you're right, John. I think this
is time to lock her up.
Yeah. This could come back and bite them big time because of the door they're opening here. I mean, they're really running rather reckless. I mean, they're almost as if, you know, it's like somebody drowning. You know, they're just fretfully throwing their arms up in the air. But in the process, you know, I've said about this season, this has been a rather, an interesting season of exposure. A lot of things are being unveiled right now, whether it's Hillary's emails, the DNC, fake news, information that was not supposed to be given to the campaign by news people. News people turning over their projected stories to the Hillary Clinton campaign, asking for approval and correction and amendments. I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, this is totally out of control. And if you want to follow the scenario that they're presenting to us, John, on one hand, in terms of, you know, all this meddling and stuff, I mean, why can't you say, with the exposure of these emails, that we know that at least five countries had access to Hillary's emails, could there be some exposure and tie-in with Benghazi, that they knew what was going on there and that the bad guys had some you know, confidential information, and that you've got an ambassador there and his life not only at risk, but he and three others die as a result of those emails and the exposure. Why can't you go there by utilizing their own logic and their own thinking?
That's right. Absolutely. If they want to fight dirty, if they want to talk about emails and leaks, well, then it's time to have some hearings about Hillary Clinton's illegal private server, about the thousands of emails she deleted after Congress requested them. This is an unbelievably corrupt, power-hungry woman who is making a last desperate attempt to get the presidency away from the man who was voted in by the American states.
Exactly.
And I think she's telling us that she deserves to be investigated. This is not someone we want running loose in society. She might need to be in an orange jumpsuit soon.
Well, interesting that Chris Wallace led the question and fed the question to Donald Trump. Would he support the final vote of the people? Hillary was not asked that question. Only Donald Trump was asked, which was, you know, kind of an echo of that first, if you recall, that first Republican debate when that question was posed. And Donald Trump was the only one that gave hesitancy and said, hey, I'm not willing to answer that question. And, of course, he was maligned three ways to Sunday. And then the others that were very quick to say they would support the people's vote and selection of a nominee, they're the ones that went missing in action. So it's like, are you kidding me? I mean, is this political irony at its best or what?
That's right. Well, yeah, they said he was undermining democracy by saying he might not accept the results of the election. And now they're doing the exact same thing. Unless you live in the liberal echo chamber where whatever you say, you hear exactly what you said back to you because all your friends agree with you.
Yeah.
This is craziness to the American people. And that now they're trying to introduce a foreign conspiracy theory and make people paranoid about the idea that the Russians are somehow controlling us. Remember, all this is about is somebody leaked truthful information about how corrupt Hillary Clinton and her campaign were, how much they hated Americans, that so many sections of the American people thought they were deplorable, including Catholics.
Yes.
And that truthful information leaked out to the public, and now they're saying, well, the Russians must have done it. Well, it doesn't matter, does it? Doesn't matter who leaked the Watergate secrets? Should Richard Nixon have been able to stay as president because the leak from the FBI that brought him down was illegal and maybe politically motivated?
It's as if the process should trump the truth, huh? So to speak.
Right.
18 minutes before the top of the hour, a conversation with Dr. John Zemerik continues. Stay with us, America.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hey, whatever language, Merry Christmas to you, one and all. Bill Martinez here, back with you at just about, maybe let's make it 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. John Zemerich is with us, and our conversation continues. John is senior editor of The Stream. You can go to stream.org for more information. John, congratulations, by the way, on your new book, Politically Incorrect Guide to Catholicism. I had to crack up. I got to tell you, I had some nuns, you know, when I was, and I tell people, you know, I was basically raised by a very loving, mother and father, but the nuns played a big role in my early developmental years. Fortunately, they didn't have guns in their hands. They just had a way to look at you that, kind of extended the fear of God, didn't you? What I mean. Yeah. But that's kind of hard to picture, but that's a powerful cover with the nuns with guns. I'm sure the anti-gun activists, gotta love the cover.
Yeah, the cover of the book is four nuns holding shotguns, and I'm not sure where it's a real picture. I'm not sure where it comes from. It's a classic image. Yeah. But I do have a chapter in the book on how Catholics and all Christians should understand issues about gun control and the right of Americans and everyone mm-hmm. to defend themselves from violence, about war and peace and why Christians should not be pacifists in the face of evil, and about the death penalty and what the Catholic Church traditionally taught about capital punishment and mm-hmm. how that's being distorted nowadays. The book is basically a kind of vaccination against all the craziness that people are attributing to the Pope Francis effect. Pope Francis seems to be taking the teachings of the Church and maybe putting them in a blender and making a margarita out of them. And he doesn't have the power to do that.
Right, exactly.
No Pope has the power to change official Church teaching. So if Pope Francis says something that unsettles you, well, then he's only speaking for himself. That's his private opinion. Unless he officially issues a teaching from the chair of St. Peter that he invokes infallibility, and he hasn't done that. No Pope has done that since Pope Pius XII, who did it once. You shouldn't be unsettled in your faith.
Right. You should realize that popes are human beings and they express their opinions about things. We've had popes with strange opinions in the past. It didn't matter. It doesn't affect the core teaching of the Catholic Church, which is exactly the same as it has been since Jesus taught it to the apostles. And it has been passed on faithfully through many, many, many centuries. That in itself is a kind of miracle.
Well, and it's a good thing that Pope Francis is opening up the conversation. And it's also a good thing, John, that you released the Politically Incorrect Guide to Catholicism, because it helps, you know, it helps balance out the conversation. Like you say, there's some, you know, off the wall stuff that just the nature sometimes. And I think this is the challenge with our First Amendment right to free speech. I think our founding fathers assumed that there would be some sense of responsibility and pursuit of the truth when we spoke. But, nonetheless, we want to err on the side, or at least this country wants to err on the side of free speech. So, unfortunately, you get stuff out there that, is unfiltered, especially in this information age in which we live in. And now the order of the day is fake news, right? Because people are being cautioned on that, like as if we didn't need to be cautioned. But, interestingly enough, the people that are claiming fake news have been the ones that have been more the proponents of false newscasts.
Right. Well, so in the book, I go after some of that fake news, like the false presentations of the Catholic faith. For instance, if you listen to most American bishops, you would get the idea that the Catholic Church favors virtually open borders for every country in the world. But in fact, that's not what it says in the official Catechism of the Catholic Church. If you read the Catechism on Immigration, it sounds more like the Republican National Platform of 2016, that countries have a right to control their borders, that people who want to come in need to obey the law, pay taxes, basically assimilate to the new culture, and live according to its rules. You would not know that if you listen to the Bishop of Brownsville, Texas, who says that deporting an illegal immigrant is intrinsically evil, like aborting a child. Said that. It's complete madness.
Yes.
And the church doesn't teach that. But you wouldn't know that from the media. You wouldn't know that from some of the bishops.
Why doesn't the church come back and speak against this to clarify that error? I mean, that is a gross error.
Well, there are two reasons. One, they want to be seen as humanitarian. They want to be seen, they're seen as conservative on issues of like gay marriage and abortion. So on every other issue, they'd like to be seen as liberal just so that they don't get pigeonholed. But there's another more unfortunate reason. 40% of Catholics who grow up in America leave the church and never return.
Yeah.
That's what a bad job our bishops have been doing in picking priests and passing on the faith.
Exactly.
How is it that the Catholic Church is not shrinking by 40%? It's exclusively because of immigrants from Latin America. The church in Latin America is strong. The bishops down there do a good job of passing along the faith. But, the countries are poor, and a lot of those people would like to live in America. When they get here, they boost the numbers of the Catholic Church. They let the Catholic Church look a lot bigger, stronger, and healthier than it actually is in America. And these bishops, they want people in their seminaries. They want people in their pews. And if they can't get Americans to stay Catholic, then they'll bring in other people to replace them. It's kind of like cannon fodder in the trenches of World War One.
Mm-hmm.
And the sad thing is a lot of those immigrants quickly leave the church because it's not the church that they grew up with in Mexico, Guatemala, or El Salvador.
It's
this squishy, warm, fuzzy American version of Catholicism, which is significantly watered down.
Yeah. And the same case is happening in the evangelical circles as well, John, if the truth be known, is that people are going to the church and looking for answers. You know, how do I address gay marriage? How do I address the LGBTQ influence in our society today? What do I take a stand? And all you hear is crickets from the pulpit. And this is disturbing. I mean, it's much the same way that, I think was a missed opportunity for the church at large after 9/11. There was almost a revival getting ready to ignite across this country, and it fell flat because of, I believe, the lack of a message and a vision that needed to be pronounced, and that vision comes from God himself. So the church was deficient in this area, and they've gotten a little bit of cover, as you say, because of immigrants coming to the country, and they're, you know, filling the pews. But the proof is they're not staying because the message is lacking. It is not consistent with the message that they grew up with, nor is it consistent with the message of the 40% who have exited the church, because they're saying, look, this is, this isn't what I can relate to. And it's not, is it fair to say it's no longer relevant?
Well, yeah, because they're not making it relevant. The truth is always relevant, but when you don't tell it, it can seem irrelevant. I mean, look at the case of Tim Kaine versus Mike Pence. Mm-hmm. Tim Kaine was a left-wing Jesuit missionary, goes to a liberal Catholic parish in Virginia, and then ended up supporting partial birth abortion, gay marriage, and taxpayer funding of abortion.
Right.
Mike Pence grew up Catholic, drifted out into a conservative evangelical church, and he's still pro-life, pro-marriage. It's very sad that the guy who stayed officially inside the Catholic Church abandoned core Catholic teachings, whereas the guy who became an evangelical held on to them. That in itself is a very disturbing story, and American Catholic bishops should look at that and look inside to why they need a constant subsidy of immigrants from other countries to replace the 40% of Catholics that they are losing.
Well, John, I want to go back to that point that you just made in terms of the difference of these two candidates, these two vice president candidates, both with Catholic backgrounds. And I've been challenged, frankly, that how Catholics and evangelicals can support the Democratic ticket in any form and fashion when they are clearly against the rules of life. I mean, just for that alone, forget about anything else, but just on their position in partial birth abortion and other issues. But that particularly, that's a game changer for me. I can't step further than that. And for, you know, it grieved me, frankly. When you have two candidates, I mean, even Hillary Clinton, you know, is saying, look, and I'm a Christian. I was raised Christian. Well, how do you reconcile your Christian beliefs and that which the Bible teaches and Jesus himself taught with the platform of the Democratic Party?
It's like Herod. King Herod claimed to be a faithful Jew.
Right.
But nobody believed it, and nobody believed it about Hillary Clinton either.
And the thing is, at a point in time when, you know, our faith is so needed in this country, we really need to know what we're standing on and what it is we believe on. This is why in this show we're so committed to pursuing the truth no matter where it leads, John. I mean, Jesus himself said, I am the truth. I said, okay, well then I believe Jesus for what he said. So I'm going to follow his principles. I'm going to, you know, do the best I can to be a disciple and a follower of the principles that he shared with us, that we were so blessed to have him here, you know, Emmanuel, God amongst us. And why would you not want to hold to those principles? That's just me and my experience.
Same reason the apostles ran away at the crucifixion, all but one of them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually they came back, but people are weak.
Yes.
We're all weak. We're all sinners. That's why we need God's grace.
Yeah, if we weren't, then, you know, why put Jesus through this, right?
Right.
No doubt about it. John, congratulations on the book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Catholicism. It's a balance. I mean, we need to have that counterpoint because it's not coming back, and a lot of things have been suggested about Catholicism and, dare I say, even Christianity at large that has been unfair, that's been unanswered, because it's just not a popular kind of thing to do, is it?
That's right. You know...
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com.
FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA, and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks, FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
We use cell phones.